Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 FM, WSBT, with the NDInsider.com recruiting update. Here's Darren Pritchett, Eric Hansen, and the South Bend Tribune's Fighting Irish football recruiting insider, Tyler James.
Sean Steyer's, of course, in for Darren Pritchett, but Eric Hansen is here, and Tyler James is with us on the phone. Tyler, I have the most important questions you've probably heard in weeks coming up at the end of this recruiting update, but I'm going to start with I'm going to start with a recruiting question, of course, for you here, and of course you can read all Tyler's stuff at IndyInsider.com. Now, there is a big announcement coming up Saturday from a defensive end whose name I will let you say, and you can tell us if you think that he's going to pick the Irish as well.
Yeah, Nana Osafo-Mensah is a defensive end out of Fort Worth, Nolan Catholic High School, 6'4", 231 pounds, announcing on Saturday between Notre Dame and Texas. And as it looks now, I think it should be good news for the Irish, which would be a big game for Notre Dame. He's a four-star recruit. 24/7 Sports has him as the number 5 weak side defensive end, number 69 overall in the 2019 class. And according to 24/7 Sports rankings, that would make him the highest-ranked Notre Dame commit. Jacob Lacy is currently the highest ranked, according to 24/7 Sports, at number 118 overall. And Rivals has him as the number 6 outside linebacker, number 160 overall. So he's played an outside linebacker, can play defensive end. Obviously, that's what he would be playing at Notre Dame. Has added some weight in the last year and could really be the pass rush threat that Notre Dame is always looking for on the recruiting trail. And to beat Texas for him would be important. So hopefully, if I'm right, that'll be how it works out for Notre Dame.
Of course you're right. You're off Saturday. That's when these commits happen, is when you're off.
That is exactly right.
So I would assume you're working Monday, and another decision is coming Monday from linebacker Brandon Smith. What are Notre Dame's chances with him?
Yeah, and because I am working, I think Notre Dame has less of a chance there. So Brandon Smith is a linebacker out of Virginia who Notre Dame has really put a lot of effort into trying to get, but I don't think it's going to go Notre Dame's way. He is a very highly rated guy, borderline five-star recruit, 6'4", 223-pound product of Loayza County High School out in Virginia. He's going to announce at 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday at his high school. He hasn't necessarily listed a group of finalists, but I'm expecting Penn State, Texas A&M, Ohio State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, or Michigan to be one of the winners, and most likely Penn State. He visited Penn State earlier in the month, earlier in April, visited Texas A&M, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State. It's a guy that Clark Lee would like to add at linebacker, but I think that he'll probably stay closer on the East Coast than heading over to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame football recruiting update with South Bend Tribune, Indy Insider Tyler James. Okay, now a cornerback, Salim Turner Muhammad. He put the Irish in his top 5, and he's got an announcement coming up pretty soon. So, who do you think is the favorite there for Turner Muhammad?
Yeah, we have a coming soon, no exact date for Salim, who's actually teammates with Litchfield Ajavon, the safety committed to Notre Dame. His top 5 is Notre Dame, Stanford, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Boston College. I do think Stanford ends up winning that recruitment. He made his announcement of a top 5 and a commitment coming soon shortly after visiting Stanford. So usually, if you're reading between the lines, usually when news like that comes out shortly after a visit, usually the kid ends up going to the school that he recently visited. So we'll see if that becomes the case. Notre Dame is certainly looking to add at least one or two more corners to the class in addition to K.J. Wallace. But I don't know that they'll be able to put together two teammates from Episcopal High School out in Virginia when it comes to Salim Turner Muhammad and Litchfield Ajavon.
Well, when it comes to recruiting in top lists, 8 is my maximum. And Kyron just beats the deadline there with 8. If he had 9, I wouldn't ask this question. He put Notre Dame in his top 8. And can you tell us a little bit about him as a running back and what Notre Dame's chances might be of eliminating the other 7?
Yeah, Kyren is a very versatile running back, good runner, and also a good receiver as well. I think I originally thought he was a receiver back when he was on campus last summer for the Irish Invasion. I think he had played more receiver as a sophomore, but rushed for 922 yards and 22 touchdowns as a junior, so got a lot of running back work. 5'10", 187 pounds out of St. John Vianney High School in Kirkwood, Missouri, just outside St. Louis. And so that is Notre Dame's, I think, probably best chance of landing a running back in the 2019 class currently. The Irish are joined by Missouri, Michigan, Stanford, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, and Michigan State on that top eight. So we'll have to see what his decision timeline looks like, if he'll get back on campus. He's been on campus a couple times already. So Notre Dame in a decent spot there, ranked as the number 22 running back in the 2019 class by 24/7 Sports and number 50 wide receiver, according to Rivals.
Tyler, Notre Dame has done really well with offensive linemen in this class. They've already locked up some really good ones. And now another one, Salim Wormley, is going to announce his decision. He's got his date set for July. So does the fact that he has already set that date, does it put more pressure on his official visit to Notre Dame coming up next month in June?
Yeah, I think so. I think he probably feels pretty good about where he stands with if you make a decision day, you probably have a good idea of what that decision would be, even though you may have some more visits lined up. And he's made a few visits to Penn State, so I think they've sort of set the bar in terms of his recruitment, and Notre Dame would have to sort of surpass that with an official visit in June. Certainly that could happen. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. Notre Dame, like you mentioned, has had success along the offensive line recruiting with 33 commits, and Andrew Kosofic, John Olmstead, and Quinn Carroll. Looking to add one or two more, and Salim is towards the top of the list of top of the wish list. They also did recently add an offer to Walter Rouse out of Washington, D.C. So I think it could be an indication that Notre Dame is kind of preparing to have some more options in case things didn't go their way with guys like Salim Wormley.
Okay, Tyler, and wide receiver signing Braden Lindsey, who arrives on June 17th, is running for some state titles this weekend in Oregon. What are the events he's listed in, and what are the chances of him having a bunch of gold or silver hanging around his neck?
Well, he is the two-time defending champion in the 400, so you have to like his chances in winning that race. He ran a 48.46 this past weekend at the Three Rivers League District Championship, the last tune-up before the state championship. He'll also be running in the 200, where he ran a 21.62. He's seeded as the number three seed in terms of heat times with both the 200 and the 400. And he's also going to be running in the 4x1 relay and the 4x4 relay. And his teams are seeded second in both of those races. So I think some good chances for him to come home with some medals there. We'll see how that works out for him. Prelim start on Friday with the finals on Saturday. So that'll be taking place at the University of Oregon. Obviously, a school that Braden's familiar with, as he was once committed to Oregon, but has decided to come to Notre Dame and play football and also run track here.
Pretty historic track venue as well. Okay, now I promised you the hard-hitting questions here at the end, Tyler.
All right.
You still watch The Americans, correct?
I do watch The Americans, correct.
On FX, did you watch last night?
I have not watched last night, okay, unfortunately.
I don't have any spoilers coming, but
okay.
I didn't realize this. At the end of the episode, though, they said there are basically two more episodes remaining in the entire series.
Uh-huh.
So,
right.
So we're down to the last two episodes of The Americans. And if you've never watched The Americans, it's essentially, Eric, did you ever see the movie Little Nikita by any chance?
I'm sorry. I did see Cars 3 and The Secret Life of Pets. These are the kind of movies I go to.
All right. Well, The Americans, it's set in the 1980s during the Cold War. And so you've got a couple of Russian spies who are living their lives as Americans in the D.C. area. Right across the street from them is an FBI agent. They're friends with him and all this stuff. So my question to you, Tyler James, with two episodes remaining, for you three episodes remaining, but for everybody else too, who is most likely to die in the final two episodes?
AJ, oh, no.
Philip or Elizabeth? And there's nothing last
tough.
Night. There's nothing last night that would give this away or anything.
If you don't quickly, we will ask you the Dancing with the Stars question.
Oh no!
More hard hitting than
answer,
that.
I have an answer. I think that Philip will be the one who dies,
really?
But I don't know. It's very intense. I'm curious to see how it works. Last season wasn't great, and I think we've talked about that off the air before.
Yeah.
That I didn't love last season, but this season has really picked up and. Bump the drama back up, and
right.
I'm kind of interested to see how it ends. And certainly, I think maybe a family member could die as well, and not just either Philip or Elizabeth. So I'm curious to see how everything plays out.
It's all coming to a head. I'm gonna say Elizabeth dies, and that Philip is the one remaining at the end.
All right.
Last question for you: will Agent Beeman's girlfriend turn out to be a spy as well? That's what everybody.
She seems pretty fishy. That's been weird. I would lean towards yes, although it's kind of surprising that we haven't learned of anything with that yet.
That's what I keep thinking. But at the same time, her role is essentially, she's got this small part, but it's essentially, is she a spy or isn't she? That's what the whole thing seems to be leading to. So I'm going to say she's something. Maybe I started wondering, is she an American FBI agent already who's checking in on Stan? I don't know, but
maybe. I don't know.
All right, so we've got that to look forward to. Two episodes remaining. Thank you very much, Tyler.
All right, see you guys.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you next week. Tyler James, South Bend Tribune, Notre Dame football recruiting insider. It is coming up on